Hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Oh, it's so good always to see each of you and some new people, so make sure you greet those ones. But we know that we're here to greet someone else, someone special who gathers when we gather in His name. The Lord is in our midst. How astounding that is, that the Lord says, I'm in your midst. I'm not only with you, in you, but I surround you. Oh, Lord, we're here today to glorify you. We're here today to acknowledge your presence and worship you. We're here today because you enable us to be ones who are called by your name, who know you. We have eyes to see and ears to hear. You, the Lord God Almighty, how astounding that is. So we just come before your presence today with rejoicing and singing. Hallelujah. You know, when we come before the presence of the Lord also, we have opportunity to go into his throne room boldly in a time of need. We just heard that LaVon has been rushed to the hospital. So we're going to stand together with Lisa and LaVon and Greta and the whole family and just acknowledge that the Lord is good. Lord, we thank you. We just thank you that there's no distance in you. So we can declare, even as if we were there laying hands on LaVon, declaring healing and health in his body, declaring that everything comes together well, that every function of his body, every structure, Every function, Lord, is as it should be. We just declare wholeness upon LaVon in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that you use the medical system and doctors to discover any place where the enemy has tried to come in, any route of deviation from your wholeness and your plan. And we thank you that they have wisdom, but most of all, we thank you for your presence. We thank you for your presence on Lisa and the whole family, that they're at peace knowing that LaVon is in your hands. How amazing it is to be in your hands. Lord, you are so good. You're so faithful. We thank you for life in LaVon. Oh, hallelujah. You know, today, if you're with us and reading Proverbs, you read Proverbs 14 today. If you haven't yet read it, you'll be reading it. And in verse 26, it says, confidence and strength flood the hearts of the lovers of God who live in awe of him. Confidence and strength flood our heart. When something's flooded, it means filled to overflowing. So our hearts are filled to overflowing with confidence and strength because we're in awe of him. We position ourselves in a place and then he does something. And just a couple of verses later in verse 27, it says, to worship God in wonder and awe opens a fountain of life within you, empowering you to escape death's domain. It says, to worship God in wonder and awe opens a fountain of life. I mean, come on now, there's life within us, but God says you can open it up so it floods through your whole being as you worship me in wonder and awe. And I was thinking about those two words. I thought about awe. That's just a place that to me is just saying, I'm undone. I'm undone in your presence. You are so totally wonderful, so totally good. I am just undone in your presence and overcome with a place of respecting you, honoring you, being devoted to you. But you know, I was also thinking about that word wonder. Is that an unusual word that they put in there several times, that to worship you in wonder? I mean, what does that word mean to you? And so I was looking up that word and just thinking about being in wonder of God. And an aspect of that is just, I wonder what you'll do. I know who you are. I know you do amazing things. I know you move in power. You move in love. You move in grace. You move in glory. But I wonder, Lord, how you want to demonstrate yourself this day. And that wonder includes an amazement. Like, Whatever it is, I'll be amazed. Whatever it is, I'll be astounded. Whatever it is, I will continue to be in greater awe of you. Whatever it is, I wonder because I know that you're going to move. You're going to surprise us. And I really felt as I was reading that today that God says, let me surprise you today. Let me surprise each one of us. Be surprised individually and then corporately at how God wants to move today. It may be in the words you hear, because you're going to hear His words today. It might be in the places you're standing and worshiping Him and giving yourself to Him that He returns something to you that you go, that's God. That's God. How amazing. Let Him surprise us today. Lord, we are truly your people, and we stand before you today, not only in awe, but in wonder. We are in wonder of you, knowing that you choose to move in our midst and amaze us. You choose to just astound us. You choose to, show yourself strong. Show yourself in an amazing way. You choose to show up in a sense that we can see, we can experience, we can know. This is you, Lord. This is you. So we welcome that. We welcome that. We welcome you, Holy Spirit, to reveal Christ to us in new ways, in amazing ways. And as you reveal Him to us, as we see Him as He is, we know that you're building His very identity in us, that we can walk and be ones who represent Him. So Holy Spirit, have your way today. Father, have your way. Be glorified in us today. Be honored. We are in awe of you, and we are standing in wonder in this day. Hallelujah. Amen.
'Cause you are the way, I'll follow you. You are the truth, I trust in you. You are my life, I live in you, Yeshua. You are the way, I follow you. You are the truth, I trust in you. You are my life, I live in you, Yeshua. King of Yeshua. you're powerful. You are so powerful. In your hands you hold the stars. Jesus, you're powerful. You are so powerful. There's nothing worth more that could ever come close. Nothing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of loves. When my heart becomes free and my shame is undone, your presence, Lord. There's nothing worth more that could ever come close. There's nothing worth more that could ever come close. Nothing can compare to you. You're our living hope. Yes, you are God. It's your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of becomes free and my shame is undone. Thank you, God, for your presence, Lord. your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. Oh, let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. Love. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place. Fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, it's what our hearts long for. To be overcome by your presence, oh Lord. Your presence, Lord. Your presence, Lord. Your presence, Lord. You live in us, you and me, me and you. Jesus prayed. So open our hearts, God. Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. Oh, let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. Oh, we'll become more aware of your presence. Experience the glory of your goodness. Spirit, you're welcome here. Come flood this place, fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, what our hearts long for. To be overcome by your presence, oh Lord.
Let us be more aware of his presence. I just want to be obedient to the Lord. The Lord gave me a dream. The Lord told me to go to church. He said he wouldn't tell me the dream. He said, go to church and you'll know. I'll reveal it. So I dreamed, and in the dream, it was the saints of God. We were in a ministry team or something. We were going out to witness to people. So there came, and it was clearly myself in front of me. There was a man, and he was apparently possessed. I'm reminded of the story in the Bible where it said legion. Listen, saints, they'll all tie in. So he was possessed. And so I started to, without thought, I started to run toward this demon-possessed man. Everyone else, they was going the other way. So as I started to run towards him, I froze. And as I froze, the demon-possessed man started coming towards me as I was turning, coming towards him. And before I knew it, the Spirit of God that was on the inside of me, it rose up. And I went toward the demon-possessed man. We was running like a freight train, one against another. I came and I laid hands and I said, be healed in the name of Jesus. And the demons left him. And the Lord showed me, and I just started to look around, and the Lord started to show me, and it's like it was just confirming the word. The Lord said this, and I looked around at the banners. The Lord said this, that I am the Lion of the tribe of Judah that's on the inside of you, sons and daughters. The Lord said that I hear the sound of a new breed. You're the new breed, and you are got the capability of marching towards the gates of the enemy, said the Lord, because the greater one is on the inside of you. For Jesus, the Lord said, it's me in you, the hope of glory. The Lord said, what's written on your house? You are the temple, said the Lord. Ichabod is not written on your house. Ichabod is not written on your house. For the Spirit of the Lord dwells on the inside of you, said the Lord. For I am Zipporah, oh, said the Lord. I heal all. No demon in hell can stand against me. Call upon my name. Believe in me, said the Lord. For greater work shall you do, said the Lord. Because I dwell on the inside of you. The Lord said, fear not. Fear not, said the Lord. For I did not give you the spirit of fear, but a power, love, and a sound mind. The Lord, when the enemy sees fear, the enemy will attack. But when the enemy sees you rise up and know who you are in me, said the Lord, it was only because of Jesus that I was able to rise up. It was only in the name of Jesus that dwells on the inside of you. The Lord said, rise up. Whatever you're going through, whatever mental illness that's going on in your family, whatever you're going through, said the Lord, rise up. Rise up in me. You are the hope of glory that lives on the inside of you. You are the hope to the world.
It's right now because I feel that He wants you to experience His presence. It's not something that's way out there. His presence is here. And if you're a believer, His presence is on the inside of you, and He wants you not just to sing about His presence and His goodness, but He wants you to be experience. Yes. Experience Him. Yes. For He's moving in amazing ways. He's not just coming down, but He's coming in. And so as we sing this, Holy Spirit, you are welcome. Welcome, Holy Spirit, who's on the inside of you. If you never received Jesus as Lord, just say, Lord, I confess you right now. Let's just say this together. Say, Lord, I confess Jesus as Lord of my life, and I surrender myself unto you. And I thank you that you have given me your spirit, that you live on the inside of me, that I'm in you and you're in me. And as I welcome you, Holy Spirit, I thank you that Jesus, you're manifesting yourself in a greater measure. You're releasing the fullness of Christ in me, and I am being changed and experiencing the glory of God. So I welcome your presence. I say, come, Holy Spirit, let me feel your presence, let me experience your goodness, let me experience your power and your might and your strength. Thank you, I'm a new creation in Jesus. And I thank you for revealing Jesus to me. And I welcome you now, Holy Spirit. Come now. Manifest. Reveal yourself. Reveal Jesus. Right now. Here in this place. In this body. In me right now.
More aware of your presence will become more.
your presence. We're becoming more aware of your presence as we experience the glory of your goodness. Atmosphere is changing now. For the Spirit of the Lord is here. The evidence is all around that the Spirit of the Lord is here. Overflow in this place. Fill our hearts with your love. Your love surrounds us. You're the reason we came to encounter your love. Your love surrounds us. Overflow in this place. Fill our hearts with your love. Your love surrounds us. Fall fresh on us. We love your presence. Your kingdom come. Your will be done here as in heaven. Spirit of God, you fall fresh. And a miracle could happen now. For the Spirit of the Lord is here. The evidence is all around that the Spirit of the Lord is here. Your miracle can happen now. For the Spirit of the Lord is here. The evidence is all around that the Spirit of the Lord is here. Spirit of God, you fall fresh on us. We love your presence. Your kingdom come, your will be done, here as in heaven. Spirit of God, fall fresh. the miracles. We release the miracles. We release the miracles. We release miracles. As a miracle can happen now for your spirit, oh Lord, is here. The evidence is all around. The spirit of the Lord is here. Yes, Lord. We say yes, Lord. You are closer, closer than my skin. Yes, you are. You are in the air I'm breathing in. You are closer. You are closer, closer than my skin. You are in the air I'm breathing in. Here's where the dead things come back to living. I feel my heart beating again. Feels so good to know. My friend, this is the garden. Here in the place I find you close, this is communion. Here in the place I'm fully known. It was all so simple. You're so easy to love. No space between us. You're so easy to trust. You are closer, closer than my skin. You are in the air I'm breathing in. Here's where the dead things come back to living. My heart beating again. Feels so good to know you are my friend. This is the garden. Here in the place I find you close. This is communion. Here in the place I'm fully known. It was all so simple. You're so easy to love. No space between us. You're so easy to trust. You are closer, closer than my skin. I feel my heart beating again. Here's where the dead things come back to living. I feel my heart beating again. Yes, here's where the dead things come back to living. I feel my heart beating again. Feels so good to know. Where I'm meant to be, me and you me. I don't have to prove a thing. You've already approved of me. This is where I'm meant to be. Me and you me. I don't have to prove a thing. You've already approved of me. This is where I'm meant to be. Me and you me. Yeah, I don't have to prove a thing. You've already approved of me. Yeah, here's where the dead things come back to living. I feel my heart beating again. Here's where the dead things come back to living. I feel my heart beating again. Here's where the dead things come back to living. I feel my heart beating again. Feels so good to know. I could have a friend like you. Oh, I didn't know I could have a friend like you. Didn't know I could have a friend like you. Didn't know I could have a friend like you. Fix my eyes on you. Fix my eyes on you. I will follow you, Lord. I will follow you, for you are life. I will follow you, Lord. I will follow you, for you are life. I will sing of your love in the morning. I will sing of your grace late into the night. Thankful to be in your presence. You are life. I will follow you, Lord. I will follow you, for you are life. I will follow you, Lord. I will follow you, for you are life. I will sing of your love in the morning. I will sing of your grace late into the night. I'm thankful to be in your presence. You are life. Yes, Lord.
Discipleship, he says two words, follow me. And the only response he's looking from you and I is yes, we will follow you. As we follow him, then we become like him. Amen. So lift your hands. Father, we say yes. Let's just say yes. Yes, I will follow you. I will go where you lead me. I say yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. To your call to deeper discipleship. To take me deeper in you. I say yes. Yes, Lord. I will follow you. I will follow you. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's give them a praise. Let's give them an offering, a sacrifice of praise, the fruit of our lips. Give them glory and honor. King of glory. Wow. Amen. This is what discipleship's about. Jesus didn't tell them everything he was going to do. He just says, follow me. And when they responded, he says, I will make you disciples of men, fishers of men. Amen. So he's the one that's responsible for making us into his image and his likeness. Our response is, yes, Lord, I'll follow you. Amen. Let's give him one more praise. Hallelujah. Well, you may be seated for a minute. Thank you, worship team. Something about being in his presence. Amen. He wants to bring us into an encounter with him this morning. And you know, our worship is just not a warm-up for the word to go forth, but our worship is giving him glory. Father, just touch Faye right now. She's overwhelmed with your goodness. Just touch her right now. We say yes. Amen. What will be our response when he does touch us? I mean, I think we're undone. I'm undone when I feel his presence. Amen. Takes me out of my old man and brings me into the new man, a man of worship. Amen. Well, it's good to see you, and just boy, it's exciting what's happening, and I mean, everything, so much is happening. How many know there were two major events that happened this week? I mean, global event. One of them we knew was coming, and that was the eclipse on last Monday. We knew that one was coming. We knew that for years. Those who study the stars and all that have told us, and we know that the next one's coming in 20 years. But just knowing it's coming, then we have to prepare for it. And those that prepared got to go see it, experience that event. And, you know, I've heard different words about the significance of that event. It wasn't something that was unexpected. But what did the event tell us? It spoke, I believe, of Jesus, and we sang it. He's the bright morning sun. Amen. And, you know, the moon's only a reflection of the sun. The moon can't outshine the sun. And so we're to be a reflection of Jesus. We can't outshine him, but we can be his reflection. No matter how much darkness comes in the earth, light can overcome it.
Amen.
And darkness cannot overcome light. So that was the first event. The second event was a little bit more unexpected, although we started to get warning of it as the week progressed, and that was Iran's invasion or launching of their drones and their missiles to Israel. And this is a significant event. This is something that we didn't expect until this week. We did get some intelligence that it was going to happen. It happened, but it changes the whole course. The whole global course. This is the first time that Iran, out of its own nation, has launched an attack on Israel. And you got to remember that Iran has been threatening Israel to wipe Israel off the face of the map. They're not looking for peace. They're not looking for a two-nation or two-state solution. They're looking to wipe Israel off the map. And this was the first event that has happened, that they've launched an attack from within their own nation. And so the Bible tells us, keep our eyes on Israel. Pray for Israel. We're praying for Israel. Thank God that there were over 300 drones and missiles shot off, and 99% of them were taken down by the dome. And also their other defense mechanisms. Also, we had some fighter jets that went in and took out several dozen of the drones. But it reminded me that what we need to do prophetically is, it says, when we've done everything, take up the shield of faith. That we might quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one, or all the arrows of the wicked one. And one of their defense mechanism was called the arrow defense mechanism. And you know, in the spirit, we can quench all the missiles, all the fiery darts that the enemy fires at us. Let's just raise our defense system, the shield of faith, the word of God. And we need to make sure that we got our defense mechanisms yes. up. Amen. Yes. And so just a reminder that in these two events that you know, Jesus is the bright, shining sun and his face shines. I like that song. I almost got ahead of myself and shut down the worship because that's one of the scriptures I was going to share this morning. And isn't that neat when Holy Spirit does something? Because I didn't tell Amy that I was going to share that, but she shared, and we hardly ever do this, she shared some of the songs she's working on. I said, yeah, just go for it. I didn't tell her why. I said, yeah, that sounds right. But I'm going to share some things this morning because we need to have an encounter with Jesus.
Yes.
It's not about growing in knowledge. We need to go beyond just knowing Jesus as Savior. We need to go on to know that his call on our life and his purpose in our life is to transform us into his image and his likeness, to be more like him. And so we're going to be going there this morning. And those who got water baptized a couple weeks ago, there's some certificates out on the table, out on the information table there. You can pick up your certificates. We appreciate Stephen and the tech team. But Stephen, there's some pictures of you before you went in and pictures as you're coming out on that certificate. And so we want to give you that certificate. We've had several others sign up for water baptism. So in 2 weeks from today, on the 28th, we'll do water baptism again. And so if you've been thinking about being water baptized or never have been water baptized by immersion, and that's following Jesus' example, it says when he came up out of the water, you can't come up out of the water unless you first went down in the water. And so baptism means immersion. It means to be put into the water, and the old man is crucified and buried with Jesus, and you come out in resurrection life and newness of life. And so if you haven't experienced a water baptism, we ask you to sign the card and the pew there, or there's a sign-up sheet out on the information table. Just let us know. We'll tell you what to do. But on the 28th, we have a half a dozen people right now that said they want to be baptized after last baptism. And so just sign that so that we can know and contact you. And so in 2 weeks, we'll have another water baptism. Just to remind you that during the week, we have a couple things that go on every week. We have first fruits. First fruits is one of the times that we have, what do I call it, that's left over from our regional house of prayer. And I was in a meeting this week with the other regional house of prayer that was running parallel with us on the east side. That was I Hope and Ron Zitto, and that's being activated on the east side over there. And on this side, the remnant we have of our regional house of prayer is First Fruits. That's every Tuesday from 9:30 to 11 o'clock. And then we have prayer that goes on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday from noon to 1 o'clock. So you're invited to join us and just pray. We pray in the Spirit, but that's a remnant of the house of prayer. And the other remnant after 25 years of the house of prayer is the pastor's prayer group. And that's expanding right now. It's growing. Regionally, we know that God's moving, and so he's calling us to lift up his name, to pray and intercede. And so he's gathering leaders. He's gathering the body of Christ across this region. And one, I'm just going to announce it today. You'll hear it through the summer. One big event coming up, and it's initiated out of local young men in this generation who are sons and daughters of pastors in the region at the Little Caesars Arena. On September the 7th, there's going to be a gathering, a solemn assembly called the Uprising, which on Friday the 6th, there's going to be a regional blitz of evangelism out on the streets, but also in the hospitals and the nursing homes. And then there's a solemn assembly that's going to be on Saturday, September the 7th, from noon to 8 o'clock. And they're going to have several events leading up to this through the summer. But this is initiated not out of those coming from outside or name evangelists. This is initiated by local men and women that were birthed out of the house of prayer and are connected with other regions. So I'm excited about it. We went to the planning thing, but it's in September 7th, so put that down. The arena can hold 35,000, and it's not just a time of worship and prayer and evangelism, but it's a time, a solemn assembly for the body to cry out for a move of God. And we're declaring, most of these have been living in the prophetic words of the last 30 years, young men and women that were birthed into the church and have prophetic words. I listened to these young people. I was a little bit concerned of where it was being initiated, but it's being initiated right out of here, out of this region, out of local, next generation, the generation after us are initiating it. And so let's be in prayer. We'll give you more information as we get closer to it. But there's going to be several events throughout the region that's going to spearhead this and lead us into the summer. How many know that the fall is going to be crazy? And so how we handle the summer months, how we handle what God is doing, a solemn assembly, sounds like a God plan to arrest what's coming in the fall. So we want to just be obedient. We're going to pray for the youth and dismiss them. Father, we thank you. Thank you for the solemn assembly, Father, that you are calling the body in this region too, that's being initiated, Father, out of seed that's been sown, prophetic words and prayers, Father, that go back generations before most of us were here, words that, Father, from intercessors and Father, watchmen on the wall that have been declaring over this region. And we thank you that we believe this is an initiation, a Father, a fulfillment of what's been prophesied in prayer. And so we thank you that we gather as a solemn assembly, Father, to see the lost saved, to see people set free, but Father, to see you manifest yourself in a greater measure and in your fullness. We thank you for this next generation, even right here now, as Father, this team, Chase and Josh and Lola, Father, and Chelsea, and Father, they lead this next generation. We thank you there's no junior Holy Spirit. We thank you for the Word. We thank you they're encountering Jesus right now, Father, that they don't have to wait until they grow up age-wise, that they're maturing quickly spiritually. And so we honor you right now and thank you for blessing them right now. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. So we appreciate Joanne and the team that feeds them. They get fed spiritually and physically. And so if you smell bacon coming down the hall, you're not dismissed unless you're that age or you're a worker. Amen. Let's turn our Bibles to 2 Corinthians 3. Woo! Well, you'll get excited when you see where we're going this morning. After water baptism, we're born again. But I want to share a few scriptures. We need to go beyond just being born again. It says in John chapter 3, when you're born again, you see the kingdom. It later says about the Spirit that when you experience Holy Spirit, then you enter the kingdom. But he wants us to advance the kingdom. He wants us not only to possess the kingdom, but to advance it. And so we're at a critical time in God's history and God's plans. We can no longer be stationary. We can no longer be stagnant. These are times of growing pain. So let me give you a couple scriptures we've been on since the beginning of the year. 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 2 says, like newborn babies long for the pure milk of the word, so that by it, by the word, you may grow up in respect to salvation. So he wants us to grow up. He wants us to come into maturity. Another scripture is 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 23. For it says, for you have been born again, not of seed which is perishable, but which is imperishable. That is through the living and enduring Word of God. So the Word of God is what causes us to grow up. And he says, desire the sincere milk of the Word that we might grow up. It says in Ephesians chapter 4, I just wrote this one down kind of late, so let me get it here. In Ephesians chapter 4, it says, grow up in all aspects into him. And so we come in Christ, we're in him, we're going to discover new creation realities, who we are in Christ, but we grow into those realities. We have this seed, this imperishable seed, Christ in us, the hope of glory, but that seed needs to be brought to maturity. So I want to share this morning, because it's exciting, there's a very specific way that God said we can encounter the Word and grow up. Now, let's read the scripture, and I'm going to ask you a question, so get ready for a question. But in 2 Corinthians chapter 3, and I want to start with verse 12. Therefore, having such a hope, we use great boldness in our speech. And not like Moses, who used to put a veil over his face so that the sons of Israel would not look intently at the end of what was fading away. Now listen to this. Moses had an encounter with God on the mountain. But he put a veil over his face because once he started down the mountain out of the presence of God, that glory would start to fade. And so he didn't want people to see that glory fading. This is Old Testament. It's not talking about New Testament, not talking about you and I, that we encounter God, but then that glory starts fading. It's talking about in the Old Testament. The veil remained on Moses' face because he didn't want them to see the glory that was fading away as he got out of the presence of God. Okay? You get this so far? Verse 14. But their minds were hardened, for until this very day at the reading of the Old Covenant, the same veil remains unlifted because it is removed in Christ. But to this day, whenever Moses is read, a veil lies over their heart. But whenever a person turns to the Lord, the veil's taken away. So when was the veil taken away? When Jesus ascended into heaven, when he died on the cross, the veil was rent in two. The veil was taken away. Access into the Holy of Holies, into God's presence, was removed. And that's why we in the New Testament can come boldly into the throne room of grace anytime we want. Not just in need, It's one thing to come in need, but we can come anytime we want. And he's going to tell us in a minute how we can come into his presence anytime we want. We don't have to have the glory fading away. We got the glory on the inside in the person of Jesus Christ. So he says, whenever a person turns to the Lord, and that's just not repentance. Whenever you choose to go into his presence, it's your choice. He's given you a will. So you don't have to wait until you get in trouble to run into the throne room of grace. There's times I just like to go into the throne room of grace and be in his presence. There's no reason to be in here, you know. Sometimes I think the Lord says, oh, it's you again. What do you want? What do you want this time? He doesn't think that way, but that's how we think. He thinks. Sometimes I just want to go there and be in his presence. I don't have anything on my heart. Everything's all right. Everything's good. But he wants us to come into his presence just to enjoy him. Amen. And he says, whenever anyone turns, anyone decides, if you're born again and you know Jesus, then he gives you access into the throne room. You experience the death, the burial, and the resurrection, and also the ascension of Jesus into heaven. You're seated with him in heavenly places, in the Spirit. And so you can come into his presence whenever you choose. In fact, we live in his presence. We sang that song. Do you really understand he's closer than my skin? He's the breath I breathe. Holy Spirit is the breath. But he's closer than our skin. What's closer than your skin? It's being in you. He's waiting to get acknowledged. When he gets acknowledged, he shows up. Amen? And so, you know, there's times we need to just recognize. And I've had to, in these past couple of weeks, do something that, you know, I love coming to work. It takes me 20 minutes to get here. It's all expressway. And I would listen to, you know, worship or whatever. But the Lord told me, shut off all the noise, the worship and everything. And I'll tell you what, it's been such an encounter in the car, in the quietness. I've actually heard Holy Spirit speak to me instead of all the other voices that are going around. And I'm learning to shut those things down when I'm coming into his presence. I don't have to be thinking about all these other things. I just want to have my eyes on him. And so we want to talk this morning about, you know, in 2 Chronicles 7:14 or 14:7, it says, if my people which are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face. Yes. How do we seek the face of God who's seated in heavenly places? How do we seek his face? In fact, we sang it, and I just wrote it down last night in my notes. It says in Revelation 1:14, not only seek his face, but it says, when John experienced Jesus, it says his head and his hair were white like wool, like white wool, like the snow. Now, how many of you have ever, when you seek his face, see his hair being white? I've heard people tell me all kinds of things about, oh, his beautiful brown hair and all that. John, in his new glorified body, says it was white and white like wool. Like snow. He's describing the face of Jesus in his new glorified body. But he goes on to say this. He says, and his eyes were like a flame of fire. You know, I wonder when people say, you know, he's got the most beautiful brown eyes. I've even heard people say other eyes. Well, you know, John's eyes didn't describe the color that you and I are familiar with. They're like fire. Woo! I mean, how many have had that encounter? And fire, you know, is the whole gamut of fire. Fire can be for cleansing, for purifying. It can be for warming. It can be, you know, showing passion. It can be burning off stuff. So when we come in and his eyes are burning fire, No wonder Apostle Linda started with that, you know, in awe and wonder. When we seek his face, we're going to be awed and wonder, because it's not going to be like our natural man expects. But notice what the next thing it says. His eyes are like flames of fire. And then in verse 14 it says this. Or verse 16. And his face was like the sun shining in its strength. His face is like the sun shining in its strength. Okay. I've been walking, and I love in the morning now that the sun's coming up, and just as the sun gets up and I get into a patch where, you know, I can see the sun coming up over the horizon, and when it gets over the horizon and it's brightening, I just think, the face of Jesus is like, wow, I'm encountering that. And I'll stop and I'll just take a minute to thank him for his presence. You know, I can't keep my eyes open. You know, you need special glasses for the eclipse and all that. But boy, I'll tell you, but wow, it reminds me, his face. In fact, it says in Proverbs chapter 4:18, it says, the path of the righteous is like the dawn of the day that grows brighter and brighter until the fullness. So that's our growth in him. We grow into him. And this is what it's talking about here in 2 Corinthians chapter 3. But whenever you want, aren't you glad you don't have set appointment? Sometimes we think, he's too busy. That's what makes him God. He's not too busy. He knows, in fact, Proverbs says he knows everything that's happening in the world. There's not one thing that's happening. Everything in your life. He knows you so well, he knows the hairs on your head, even if you don't have any hairs. He knows us so well and intimately. Amen? Woo, that's what makes him God. He knows everything that's going on. When you get up, when you come boldly in there and you tell him what's going on in your life, he's not surprised. You're not telling him something new. He already knew that. His ways are higher than our ways, and his thoughts are so much higher than our thoughts. And he wants to bring us into this intimacy with him. And whenever a person turns to the Lord, the veil is taken away. Every time you turn to the Lord, you have a free access into his presence. You have to set up appointment. You go immediately in the spirit. Woo! We need to learn to practice his, not only his omnipresence, because he's everywhere, but we need to practice his manifested presence. Yes. That's when those are special times he just shows up. Amen? Yes. But look at this, verse 17. Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. This is on our county building downtown. I like to read it this way. Where the Spirit is Lord. Where the Spirit is Lord, there is freedom. Amen. But look at verse 16. I'm going to ask you a question. But we all, with unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, just as from the Lord the Spirit. I've been thinking about this for 2 weeks. It's been building, and finally you're going to get it. Here's the question. How many of you, I'm looking at you, I want you to raise your hand. How many of you this morning looked in a mirror? I want to see who didn't raise your hand. Maybe you better look in a mirror. Maybe that's why people are looking at you strange. Every one of us. Why did he use, I believe, a mirror? And I'm going to show you some other scripture. Why did he use a mirror? Because everyone could identify with it even back when he was writing it. Right. When Adam and Eve were created, they could see themselves as they looked in the water. Yeah. Their reflection. Yeah. They could see their natural man. So he takes a natural example that we can all relate to. In Jesus' time, you could see your picture in metals, precious metals, in bronze or brass or whatever, but it was distorted. But you could see a reflection of yourself. Here he says a mirror. And he's talking about your natural man. So he uses the natural man. Every one of you woke up this morning, most everyone, not everyone, but everyone got up and at some time looked in the mirror. Is that right? Look what it says here. Now, but we all with unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror. That word beholding is really key. That word beholding is not just looking, but it means fixing your gaze upon the Lord. It means a fixing of your gaze. When you go into the mirror, now men are different in looking in mirror than women. Most men. Women fix their gaze on that mirror. And why do you fix your gaze? To see if anything's out of place? Anything doesn't look right? To fix yourself? A man will glance real quick and then I'll come outside and she says, did you look in the mirror? Yeah, I looked in the mirror. Well, then go look again. Oh. It's saying beholding or fixing your gaze upon him. You do it with your natural man, is what he's saying. Just as your natural man takes time to gaze and look at the old nature and fix yourselves up. You know, some days, you know, I don't go outside the house for a long time, so I don't look in the mirror. And I should, because, you know, my hair is all... And it only takes, you know, a hand rub over or whatever. But he uses a mirror to talk about the old man, but the new man. So what is the mirror in the spirit? That's what I want to talk about this morning. Because if we can understand what the mirror is in the spirit, we'll be able to be transformed into his image. Now, the mirror in the spirit, you're not looking at yourself, but you're looking at your new man. You got born again, and just as you look at your old man in the mirror, hoping to change it, some things you can't change, but the new man has a mirror. And the new man that we're to be looking at is not the old man or ourself. We're to be looking at our new creation of who we are in Christ. Amen. And so the more that we behold or fix our gaze upon the new man, the more we'll become like him. Yes. Are you following this? Yes. A casual glance and, you know, it's a casual transformation. But if we fix our gaze, we'll be changed or transformed. And that word transform is we'll become something that hasn't existed before. Yeah. Yeah. So we're not trying to patch up the old man.
Come on.
The new creation is a totally new man in Christ. And so as we fix our gaze upon Jesus, he's the image of the new man. He's the reality of who we are now in Christ. And the more we take time to fix our gaze upon him, just like looking in the natural mirror, there's a spiritual mirror. Okay, we're going to go there. Because if we understand what the spiritual mirror is, it's not just kind of, you know, out there thinking, I'm looking at the face of Jesus because, you know, John gave us the last look of the face of Jesus and his hair is white. So if you're not seeing Jesus' hair is white, are we seeing his new glorified body? I believe it's white and it was white as snow, it says, because it's talking about the purity of who he is. So he wants to transform us. So let's finish this. In just this chapter, and go look at another verse. It says, but we all, everybody say we all,
we all.
With unveiled faces. So the veil's been removed. We can come just as we are, boldly into the throne room of grace. beholding or fixing our gaze as in a mirror. And what do we fix our gaze on? The glory of the Lord. Are being transformed into the same image. So as we all fix our eyes and seek His face and fix our gaze upon the Lord, the more we fix our gaze upon Him, the more we're being transformed into His likeness and His image. This is the new creation man. Oh, I love this. From glory to glory, just as from the Lord the Spirit. Let's go over to James chapter 1. Another scripture that talks about the mirror. And it gives us even a better understanding of the comparison of the natural man looking in the natural mirror and the spiritual man looking in the spiritual mirror. Because it's going to tell us what this mirror is. In James chapter 1. I kept backing up, but let's start with verse 17. James 1, 17. Every good thing given and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shifting shadow. First of all, every good and perfect gift. It sounds like John 10, 10. The thief comes to kill, destroy, and steal. But I have come that you might have life and life more abundantly. Every good gift cometh down from the Father of lights. Verse 18. In the exercise of His will. Notice what it says. In the exercise of His will. We need to understand your calling is doing the will of the Father. The disciples noticed Jesus was moving in the miraculous. They did not ask Him to teach us to move in signs and wonders. They didn't say, teach us to, do all these things. They said, teach us to pray. And the motto of prayer is in the first few verses. Listen to it. My Father, or our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. We first come into His presence recognizing that He's almighty and that He's the one that's pure and holy. So we come into this presence with awe and wonder. Our Father, and I want you to even say that this is corporate, but I want you to get where if you're born again, you say, my Father. It moves. The only time Jesus did not refer to God as Father was when He was on the cross and He said, my God, why have you forsaken me? All the other times Jesus refers to Him in the book of John as my Father. So you start off in your relationship when you're born again, my Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. The next thing it says, it tells you the purpose for standing in His presence. Thy kingdom come. The first thing is, His will is that His kingdom come. And your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Or your will and your kingdom be done in me as it is in you in heaven. Hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, your will be done. The first thing you come in is, He dismantles your will. Jesus said in John 4:4, and talking to the woman at the well, and it was actually the disciples. The disciples came and they brought Him lunch. And they says, aren't you hungry? He says, no, my meat, in other words, He takes a natural understanding. Physically, you need physical food to grow. Spiritually, you need spiritual food. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. So just like your natural man needs right food, you eat the right food, you want to change the way you look, sometimes you need to change the way you eat. Spiritually, the same thing is true. There's spiritual food that helps you grow. It's called the Word of God. So you want to grow in Him, then eat the right food. Amen? Okay. So here we go here. You ready? Verse 18. In the exercise of His will. It's talking about His will, not your will. in the exercise of His will. His will is that you be changed from glory to glory. His will is that you be changed into His image, that you become just like Him. Transformation is coming out of the old and being something completely new. This is new creation. So what are we looking on? Let's go on. In the exercise of His will, He brought us forth by the word of truth. He brought us forth, you know, not by perishable seed, but by imperishable seed, the word of God. You got born by the word of God. He brought you out of darkness by the word of truth. And the word of truth, Jesus says, my word and I are the same. Jesus was the word made flesh. He says, my word is truth. I am the way, the truth, and the life. So Him and His word cannot be divided. So He says in this, He says, in the exercise of my will, He brought us forth by the word of truth. Aren't you glad? Amen. It wasn't your effort. It was the word of truth that brought you forth. So that we would be a kind of first fruits among His creatures. Woo! When you get born again, you're a new creation. And He wants to form you into His image and His likeness as a first fruit of all His creation. All creation is groaning right now, waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God. For the maturing, growing up in all aspects unto Him. Not just this aspect or that. He wants it all to glorify Him. So it says here, and we're moving. Verse 19. This you know, my beloved brethren, but every one must be quick to hear, slow to speak, and slow to anger. For the anger of man does not achieve the righteousness of God. Therefore, putting aside all filthiness and all that remains of wickedness and humility, receive the word. Notice what it says, the word implanted. So the word took you out of the old nation, of the dominion of darkness. The word took you out, the word of truth. And now it says it's the word that's being implanted in you. It's already there, but now it's starting to mature. It's not seed, it's starting to blossom. Isn't it kind of neat today, all the blossoms on the trees? All of a sudden, I just looked out my window, and all of a sudden, whoo, it's there. 2 days ago, I was walking, all of a sudden, the grass got greener. I didn't do anything, it just got greener. Then I thought, oh no, this means I'm going to have to cut it. You know, God does some things, but then He makes us responsible to maintain it. He tells us what to do, but then He gives us the free will to choose, but also gives us a responsibility to maintain it, to grow that seed that's been implanted on the inside of you. He did all He's going to do. He gave you the imperishable seed, Christ in you, the hope of glory. And now He's saying you're responsible at the rate and how fast you grow that seed. You get to choose. In humility receive the word implanted, which is able to save your souls. But prove yourself doers of the word and not merely hearers only, who delude themselves. Don't delude yourself thinking that you're doing the word by thinking it. I know a lot of word. And when I'm in a situation, you know, I'll go in internally and I'll start to internalize. I'll start to quote, by His stripes I'm healed and all that. And then the Lord will say, you deluded yourself because you're not a doer of it. You're not speaking it out of your mouth. You're thinking it.
Come on.
You're not living in it. You're not doing what I told you. Sometimes He gives you what you need to do to get healed. I remember that when I first started having these heart pulsations, and you heard this, the Lord spoke to me, and I wasn't a coffee drinker, but I would drink 2 or 3 cups of coffee in the morning at work, and I was having these little pulsations. And I was asking, you know, heal me, Jesus, heal me. And finally he says, stop drinking the coffee. And I kept praying, by his stripes I'm healed. And I kept having the same pulsations. Because I was quick to speak and not quick listening. And so finally I said, okay, I'll try it. So I'll give it 3 days. Isn't that wonderful of me? But in 3 days, I didn't have those heart pulsations anymore. I didn't go to the doctor. I didn't have to keep confessing the word. I didn't have to keep praying. Holy Spirit told me what to do. And he says, now you're responsible. And I'll tell you, to this day, I do drink coffee. And I don't have any heart pulsations. But I drink in moderation. And I'll tell you, they don't keep me up at night. It's kind of crazy. I'll have a cup of coffee at night. And it's not decaf. And I sleep like a baby. And I don't have any heart pulsations. But during that season, he told me, just stay back. I did. I slowly brought it back in. Listen to his voice. Are you hearing? Yes. We're responsible for what he's speaking to us. Sometimes he tells us what to do. And we can keep praying about it and wonder why we're not getting answers, because he's already told you what you need to do. Well, that's a different story. Not going there. Because I'm not where we're going. For if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man who looks at his natural face in a mirror. So he does that natural. You know, when you look in the mirror, the natural face, you don't like it, you try to do something about it. Put more cream on it. Do something. Is that right? I mean, guys don't care, you know. We'll cover it over with our beards. I can't grow a beard fast, so I have to do other things. Are you following? Like a man. Look what. He is like a man who looks at his natural face in a mirror. For once he has looked at himself and gone away, he has immediately forgotten what kind of person he was. But the one who looks intently into the law of liberty, the law of liberty, and abides in it, lives in it, not having become a forgetful hearer, but an effectual doer, this man will be blessed in what he does. So the mirror here, it says, you just don't go away and forget what you look. But this law is, this is our mirror. Yeah. Let me ask you a second question. How many left the house without looking in this mirror this morning? Don't raise your hand. Don't want to embarrass you. You wouldn't leave the house looking at your natural man in a mirror. Why will you leave the house in the morning without looking at your new man? The law of liberty is the word. The more we look in the word, the more we're looking at Jesus. The word is revealing Jesus. So we're looking at the new man, the image of the new man. It's not the old man. The more you look at the new man, the more you'll start to see the new man more than the old man. I've been reading Proverbs, and I'm not going to back off of this anymore. Most of you don't wait till the end of the day to look in the mirror. Say, oh my gosh, I went around all day like that. Then go to bed, or clean up to go to bed. Proverbs tells us, first thing in the morning, get the word out. Why? Because you're looking at your new man in the mirror. You know, I know what the new man looks like. Start reading it out loud. Who you are in Christ is the new man. Amen. I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ lives in me. So the old man is dead. What's the new man look like? It looks like this. And so the mirror in the New Testament is the Word of God. And it's the word looking into the word, how you see Jesus in the word. You're not just reading the word for information. You're reading it for transformation. Ooh. You're not reading the word for information. You're looking in it for transformation. Amen? You want to change? Look in the mirror at Jesus. Amen? Ooh, the new creation man. Let's go on. For once he has looked at himself and gone away, he has immediately forgotten what kind of man. But he, the one who looks intently, everybody say intently. Yes. It's not a casual thing. Looks intently. Yeah, look, first thing, you know, I hardly ever leave the house without at least reading one verse. And I got a devotion, I love it, because I read one verse and it, man, whoo, it's who I am in Christ. I go out and walk, and I look at that sun. I say, his face is like the bright shine. Oh, Jesus, thank you. I'm looking into your face. And I just read that I'm a new creation in you, and this is who I am. And I start to see myself the way he sees me and not the way I see myself. Not the way I see the old man. Amen?
Amen.
Look intently. Look what it says. Look intently at the perfect law, the law of liberty, and abides by it, not having become a forgetful hearer, but an effectual doer. This man will be blessed in what he does. This is how you get transformed. It's not a casual glancing. It's fixing your gaze upon him. Get that word in the morning. And then when you go in the afternoon, you know, and something hits you, that word begins to bubble up. And I start to speak who I am in Christ, not what I see happening in the natural. I start to confess I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. My God meets all my needs according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. It's not according to my works. According to his riches and glory. And I'm a new man in Christ Jesus. I'm going to give you an illustration just a minute as soon as we get through a couple more scriptures. How are we doing here? We're doing good. Let's go over to 2 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians gives us another mirror picture. Remember, a mirror is just a natural example of something in the spiritual. But 2 Corinthians, or 1 Corinthians chapter 13. 1 Corinthians 13. We all love the love chapter. How many love the love chapter? I love the love chapter. This is how he finishes it. Verse 12. Or verse 11, verse 10, verse 9. We'll start right there. For we know in part and we prophesy in part. Did you notice? No matter how much you know, it's only in part. We're going to spend eternity getting to know our Creator. We've got a lot of time, but man, there's a lot to learn yet. No matter how much you think, no matter how much you think you arrived, his ways are still higher than your ways. His thoughts are still much higher than your thoughts. And the more you know, the more you realize how little I know. Amen? We know in part, we prophesy in part. But when the perfect comes, and we know the perfect is talking about Jesus, the partial will be done away with. When I was a child, I used to speak like a child, think like a child, reason like a child. When I became a man, I did away with childish things. Well, that's obvious, isn't it? I mean, as a newborn babe desires for milk, you know, you don't have to worry about a baby growing if you just keep feeding it. When we had our puppies, you know, at the end of last year, and they were so little. The only way we could know if they were growing, even though they were drinking milk, was we had to put them on a scale twice a day to see if they were gaining weight, because you couldn't see if they were growing. It's kind of like babies, you know, they're not walking yet, they're not talking. How do you know they're growing? You keep feeding them, they naturally grow. But notice what he says. When I was a child, I used to speak like a child. It's time that we grow up and not keep speaking the same things. A child doesn't, you know, tell you what it has need of. You just have to meet their needs. But they eventually grow and they can start the talk. Our dog talks. Say, our dog talks? Oh, yeah, all the time. You can ask Anna. Wow. And we're starting to learn this language. Woo. Okay. She'll talk to Linda when it's time for me to take her out. And she'll go over to Linda and go, oh. And Linda will go, oh, you're telling me, tell Bob, take you out. And then she'll run around the chair and she'll come right in front of me and do, a little more intense. Speak like a child, think like a child. So not only you think, but you think like a child. You reason like a child. And he's this is spiritual. He's telling us to grow up. But when I became a man, I did away with childish things. For now we see in a mirror dimly. No matter how much you see God, it's still dim compared to his fullness. I see him more clearly than I did last year or yesterday. But it's still dim compared to seeing him in all of his fullness. Yes, yes. It's not going to be anything like we can think or imagine. I mean, John must have been taken back when he saw Jesus with white hair. Yeah. His face shone like the bright shining sun. His eyes were flames of fire. That's not how John met him. No. Last time he saw him before his ascension to heaven. Now he's in his new glorified state. But look what it says here. For now we see in a mirror dimly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then I will know fully, just as I also have been fully known. But now faith, hope, love abide, these three, but the greatest of these is love. Amen. You know, in that he's telling us it's time to grow up in our love. In our love, when we encounter him face to face and we become like him, we're going to manifest what he manifests and he's manifesting in life. Let's go to Ephesians 1. I want to give you a great example of in him scriptures. Ephesians chapter 1. Bear with me because I'm going to read the whole chapter. Because this is like the mirror that's in your face this morning. We're in him, and I want you to listen to every scripture that says in him. Because everything that says in him, that's who you are. That's the picture that we're looking at. That's not how he sees you in the old man. He sees you in this new man, in Christ. So I want you to listen to this. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, or Christ Jesus, by the will of God, to the saints who are at Ephesus. And I want to say this to all saints who are believers in Christ. You're a saint if you're in Christ Jesus. This is not just written to the church at Ephesus 2,000 years ago. This is written to the church of Jesus Christ and to all the saints, all the born-again believers. To the saints, all the born-again believers who are here alive today and who are faithful in Christ Jesus. Did you see that? Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ. In Christ, you're already blessed with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places. You're not going to get to heaven and be blessed. You're blessed here and now in Christ. You're in Christ. So there's nothing that he's withholding from you from heaven. It's all available to you. Well, we could shut this down right now and go home and say, woo. But listen, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. I'm looking in the mirror. Who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ. Who has. He's not going to. He's already done it. Yes. Yes. Thank you, Lord. with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places in Christ, just as He chose us in Him. He chose you in Him. Before the foundation of the world, that we would be holy and blameless before Him. In love, He predestined us to adoption as sons through Christ Jesus to Himself, according to the kind intention of His will, to the praise of the glory of His grace, which He freely bestowed on us in the Beloved. In Christ. In Him, we have redemption. Praise God, you not only have redemption from your sins, but you have total redemption, spirit, soul, and body.
Yes.
Amen. You have deliverance for whatever it is you need deliverance. You have healing for whatever you need. He's paid the price for total redemption, not just a partial job. In Him, you have redemption. You have been set free. According to the kind intention of His will, to the praise of His glory, of His grace, which He freely bestowed. He freely bestowed it on us in the Beloved. In Him we have redemption. Through His blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses, according to the riches of His grace, which He lavished on us in all wisdom and insight. He made known to us the mystery of His will, according to His kind intention, which He purposed in Him, with a view to the ministration suitable to the fullness of the times. That is the summing up of all things in Christ. Things in heavens and things on the earth. In Him also we have attained an inheritance. In Him we have attained an inheritance. You have an inheritance in Him. So where's your inheritance? It's looking at Him. You're looking in the mirror of who you are in Him, not who you were.
Amen.
Woo! Things in heaven and things on the earth. In Him also we have attained an inheritance, having been predestined according to His purpose, who works all things after the counsel of His will, to the end that we who were the first to hope in Christ would be to the praise of His glory. In Him you also, after listening to the message of truth, the gospel of your salvation, having also believed, you were sealed in Him with the Holy Spirit of promise, who is given as a pledge of our inheritance, with a view to the redemption of God's own possession, to the praise of His glory. For this reason I too, having heard of the faith in the Lord Jesus, which exists among you, and your love for all the saints, and do not cease giving thanks for you, while making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you a spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him. I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened, so that you may know what is the hope of His calling, what are the riches of the glory of His inheritance in the saints, and what is the surpassing greatness of His power toward us who believe. These are in accordance with the working of the strength of His might, which He wrought about in Christ, whom He raised from the dead and seated Him at His right hand in the heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age but also in the one to come. And He put all things in subjection under His feet and gave Him His head over all things to the church, which is His body, the fullness of Him who fills all in all. He just told you who you are in Christ. You are the fullness of Him. You just looked in the mirror. That's the way we ought to read the word every morning.
Amen.
Read through the epistles and just underline in Him, because that's who you are. Not what you're going to be, it's who you are. It's how He sees you. And as you start to see yourself the way He sees you, It says in Romans chapter 12, present your bodies, the first thing, a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto Him. This is your reasonable act of worship. But the second verse says, do not be conformed to this world, but be you transformed by the renewing of your mind. How do you renew your mind? Through the Word of God. This is the mirror of the Spirit. This is how we seek His face. It's in looking in His mirror. We're spiritual beings. He's got a spiritual mirror.
Yes.
Mirror, mirror on the wall. Woo! Amen. This is how He sees you. And when we look, this is how we should see ourselves. Because we've been crucified with Him. And I no longer live, yet the life I now live, I live in faith. And the Son of God who loved me and gave Himself for me. Amen.
Amen.
This word will transform you. When we gaze or fix our gaze upon the Lord, we'll be changed from glory to glory. Ooh. Father, we thank You this morning. That Father, we're going from glory to glory. Father, anyone that's stuck in their relationship with You, anyone that's been come stagnant, Father, in their growth process, they have stunted growth, Father, we thank You that You're undoing that stunted growth right now. You're our Redeemer, and You've already redeemed us from the curse of the law. You've already broken, Father, every curse that the enemy has brought in through the first Adam, and now through the second Adam, our Lord Jesus Christ, we're in Him. And we thank You that as we gaze upon, Father, this perfect law of liberty, this word, Father, made flesh, that Father, Your word and Your spirit are the same. And You said that, Father, Your words are spirit and they are life. And so we thank You, Father, that when we gaze in this mirror, that Father, we not see ourselves and Father, all of our shortcomings, but we say who You say that we are in Christ Jesus. We thank You. Our inheritance is in Christ Jesus. Our redemption is in Christ Jesus. We thank You that every spiritual blessing in heavenly places is in Christ Jesus. We thank You that we're sealed by the Spirit in Christ Jesus. So we thank You right now that who we are in Christ is a new creation reality. We thank You right now that we, Father, not only see the kingdom, that we've entered the kingdom and we're starting to, Father, possess the kingdom. And so we thank You that, Father, when we take, Father, the authority that You have given us, we have all authority in heaven and earth, the same authority that Jesus has, He has now transferred to us. And we thank You that, Father, whatever we bind on earth is already bound in heaven, and whatever we loose on earth is already loose in heaven. So we thank You, all authority in heaven and earth that was given to Jesus now abides on the inside of us in Christ Jesus. So we thank You that we begin to exercise that authority in Jesus' name. And we thank You that, Father, You've given us authority and power to break every stronghold in our life. You've already bought it by Your blood. And now, Father, You're telling us to take it, Father, to put the word in our mouth, to begin to exercise and be doers of the word and not hearers only. We thank You. I break all deception, that if we're walking in any deception and deluded ourselves to think that we're walking in the word and pleasing, Father, to You because we think it, but Father, we're not doing. We thank You. I'm breaking all double-mindedness off of us right now, off of Your church in Jesus' name. That, Father, we fix our gaze upon only one thing, and that's upon the Lord Jesus Christ and the same glory that He has received and is operating out of is the same glory that's in us. And we're being changed as we gaze into this word right now, this perfect law of liberty of who we are in Christ Jesus, that we're becoming just like Him in His image, in His likeness. The same image that Jesus, Father, wow, the same glory. Ooh, just like the head. We can't separate the head from the body. And so, Father, we thank you. We're just like the head, so our eyes are fixed on things above. We thank you that we seek your face. And your face, Father, we see when we look into your spiritual mirror, the mirror of your word. And we thank you that, Father, when we begin to confess your word, begin to speak it out, declare it right now, we're being transformed.
Yes.
From glory to glory. We just receive it. Just receive right now.
Thank you, Lord.
Right now, in the name of Jesus. How do we seek his face? We look in his mirror, his word. And we don't look at our natural man. Don't go and look in his word to find that old man. Go to look to find the new man in Christ Jesus. Who we are in him, not who you were. Not a patch-up job, not a half makeover. He's not making you over. You're a new creation. Wow. A new creation in Christ Jesus. It starts with being born again, confessing Jesus, but it doesn't end there. We thank you, Holy Spirit, you're speeding up the process. We thank you that we're in a time of growing pains. Just like the natural, there's growing seasons that bring growing pains, but we thank you in the Spirit there's times of growing pains and how we respond. We desire the sincere milk of the Word that we might grow. We thank you that we don't live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. We thank you we have ear to hear what the Spirit is saying. That by the Word and the Spirit we are growing up in all aspects. And will not be tossed to and fro by every wind of doctrine that's diluting, Father, the truth. So we thank you. You are truth. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Why don't you stand with me and we'll do something a little different this morning and dismiss. But if you're here this morning, and I felt as I was praying this morning, and that if you feel like you kind of gone stagnant a little bit, and you're kind of, and you haven't flatlined, you know what flatline is. You're here, so you're not flatlined, but you're stagnant. You kind of can't move. You know, you feel like you're stuck in the things of spirit. You want to go on, but something's just gripping you. Just quickly move out of your seat. We're going to pray and break that stronghold just quickly. Feel like you can't move forward because something's holding you. You don't have to know what it is, but if you feel that, just come and get across the front here. And just come. I mean, you know that. Don't look around who's coming. Look in here. Holy Spirit will tell you. There's something that's, you don't know what it, you don't, you might know what it is. That's all right. If you know what it is, that's good. If you don't know what it is, that's all right. Holy Spirit knows. We're just going to break it in the name of Jesus. Break strongholds right now. Thank you, Father, for those that are humbling themselves and evaluating where they're at, Father. Some of you say, I'm all right, but you're evaluating the wrong part or aspect of your life. There's some area of your life that you're can't seem to get a breakthrough. You can't seem to get out of it. You keep going around the same mountain over and over again and keep getting the same results. Today is the day of breakthrough. He's going to break you out of old mindsets. Going to break you out so that you can break into. So we'll give just a minute. If the Holy Spirit's speaking to you, don't put it off. Oh, ra-da-da-da-da. Let's just pray. Everybody else just begin to pray in the Spirit. Holy Spirit, you know what's been brought to the altar right now. You see the hearts right now. Father, we thank you right now. Not only do you see hearts, but Father, Holy Spirit, right now, magnify right now, Father. Father, Spirit, some of it's pride, pride of the old man, fear of letting loose. I hear the Spirit saying that some of you, it's just, you're fearful of letting loose. You think you're going to lose control. And the Lord says, no. Part of letting loose is getting set free to do what you want to do. And so, Father, right now, I welcome you, Holy Spirit. I say, come right now. Holy Spirit, right now, touch hearts. He's touching you right now. Just yield. I heard him say, yield. When you're up front, you don't have to wait to get prayer. Just yield right now because Holy Spirit's moving and he's speaking. He's telling you what to do. He's showing you some specific things that need to be taken care of. Some responsibility. Some of it's just responsibility that you refuse to acknowledge, take responsibility for. So, Father, we thank you right now. Holy Spirit, you're moving. Moving in hearts right now this morning. And we agree right now that if two of us shall agree on earth, is touching anything. So we agree right now that when hands are laid on, Father, that Father, chains are broken. Strongholds are broken. In the name of Jesus. Oh, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oh, Rabba Sata Rombo Boho Shata. Bronda Randa Rabaha Shanda Rabaha. Boranda Rarahaha. Daradada Boshandara. Boshanda. Bokorabaha. In the name of Jesus, we break every stronghold, every mindset right now. Whoa. Her identity is in you, in Christ Jesus. And so we thank you, Father. Her new identity is all locked in you. And all fear of releasing the old man right now in the name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you for breaking, Father, mindsets in the name of Jesus. Oh, mindsets right now. Koranda, shotorehe, urandara, borandara. Right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father. Ho rabba soto robo ho ho. A rato to shonda rabba koto randare. Bo randa. That's it, that's it, that's it, that's it. Ho rata rabba ha ha. Ho 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 ho. Karande. Zuto reba shato bo randa. Manda rite te he he he. Oh ho ho ho. Aha. Da randa rabbo ho. Oh. Ho ho ho, karanda shito do do do. That's it. That's it. Koramba bushanda bushe de boho. Baranda burende de kasoto to rehe. Oh shamba babaranda re soto randa randa bushe de kuraha. Oh, press in, press in. There it is. It's here. Breakthroughs here. Breakthroughs here. Thank you, Father. Boho shandara boho ho. Yay! Satarara. In the name of Jesus. That's it. That's it. Kurahaha. Oh ho 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 ho. Karine he he. Oh, you have the mind of Christ. We thank you, Father, for transforming, Father, the mind right now. Oh, karatataraha. Oh, rende shotora mamamadehe. Keep pressing. Keep pressing. Come on. Press in with me. Press in with me. Ha ha ha. Oh, shata ta 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 ra ha. Oh, shakara bara. Oh, shata ra ba ha ha. Bushanda re de de he. Oh, randa ra da da. Oh, Spirit of God. Spirit of God. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you for the anointing that breaks every yoke, every stronghold. Karanda soto ro bo ho ho. In the name of Jesus. Kuraba soto rindere. There it is. Chains are broken right now. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Strongholds broken in Jesus' name. That's it. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you. Thank you for creating a new heart right now. A clean heart right now. And I hear the Lord say, son, don't judge yourself by what you've done. Receive what I've done for you. Receive the new man, the new creation. I see you redeemed. I see you as my son. In the name of Jesus. There it is. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. There it is. In the name of Jesus. There it is. I release a spirit of wisdom right now. Wisdom right now, Father. Cry out for wisdom right now. Open the eyes of his heart that he sees more clearly than what's going on in the natural. In the name of Jesus, open the eyes to what you're doing in the Spirit, the work of the Spirit on the inner man in the name of Jesus. Just thank you. Thank you for the new man. Thank you, Father, for new creation reality for these two men right now in the name of Jesus. Whoa. New hearts, Father, right now. New hearts. Fullness of Jesus. Resurrection power dwelling on the inside. I thank you for the resurrection power of God right now that raised Jesus from the dead. Is dwelling on the inside of both of these young men right now. They're a new creation in Jesus. Thank you for opening their eyes as they seek your face. Move right now. Break off of them strongholds of the past, both of them. Strongholds. No man's dead. And he's giving you a new inheritance in Christ Jesus. A new life. In the name of Jesus. Oh, Koranda da da ra baha. Uranda da da ra ba da da ra ba da ba ra da 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 he she da da. Uranda da ba da. Thank you, Jesus. Uranda da da ba da. Yeah. Break off that old mindset right now.
Yes.
I thank you for a revelation of a new man's spirit on the inside right now. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. That's it. That's it. That's it. That's it. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Whoa, there it is. There it is. There it is. Clean hands, pure heart right now, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you right now. There it is. There it is. That's it. That's it. Right now. In the name of Jesus. Pure heart right now, Father. Thank you for a cleansing of that inner man, Father, right now. All other voices, we command you to cease right now. In the name of Jesus, we break those voices of condemnation. Those voices of guilt, in the name of Jesus. A new heart right now. There it is. There it is. There it is. There it is. Thank you, Father. Command every, every tormenting spirit right now. We release you from your assignment in the name of Jesus. I declare, Father, this vessel has been redeemed from every curse of the law in the name of Jesus. And I thank you for the new man that's beginning to rise up in the inside. Thank you for her spiritual eyes, Sam, over her spiritual eyes and her ears right now, that she hears differently, that she sees differently from this point on in the name of Jesus. Loose her right now. You tormenting spirits, loose her right now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Fill her right now, Father. Fill her. Fill her with the resurrection life and power right now. Let it begin to ooze out of her spirit man. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, Father, we just break that stronghold right now that's holding back. Thank you for setting, Father, your vessel free that you declare. Total freedom, Father, of all past, Father, resentments in Jesus' name. Thank you for a new mind in Christ Jesus. Thank you. Break off right now. Everything of the old right now. And let everything, the brand new, come in. Flutter right now to overflowing. Holy Spirit, come right now. Flutter with more of you. Clean hands and pure heart. Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Just lift your hands one more time. You're out there and you can never get enough. So we thank you in your presence. So we thank you for your presence right now. It's saturating, Father. Every believer, every saint in Christ. Thank you for encounters with you, Holy Spirit, right now. Speak to our hearts. Thank you for an ear to hear, eyes to see. Open the eyes of our heart that we might see the fullness and the glory of Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Just keep receiving. It says, is any thirsty? John 7. Is any thirsty? Let him come. When you come, it's important that you come and you drink. Teach us how to drink, how to receive, how to recognize your presence. We recognize often your presence, but Father, teach us how to see. Seek your face as we look into your word, the perfect law of freedom. And thank you that when we look in that spiritual mirror, your word, we see Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Amen, amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Father, we just thank you right now. Oh, da 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 da. It is in the name of Jesus. Release the fullness right now. Release the fullness right now of your presence, your anointing, your power. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Just keep receiving, keep drinking. Now, filled with the Holy Spirit, just say, fill me, Holy Spirit. Just say that. Say, fill me, Holy Spirit. Fill me again.
Hey.
I receive.
Hey.
I receive the baptism. Thank you for immersing me in Holy Spirit and fire. Karabo sotoraha. Oh, shanda rete de montorata. Thank you, Jesus. So rahaha.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Good to meet you, Joseph. Ethan, bless you. Hallelujah. Woo!
Hallelujah!
Woo-hoo! Well. Okay. Well, you can go in the power of His might and strength in Jesus' name. Why don't you greet two or three people, maybe someone you don't know. Just introduce yourself. And